Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With our man Dave Archer, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. Him and Wes do a tremendous job.
Who?
Arch.
Wes.
Drew Ham. Arch, I was asking Wes this, and how many years you guys have called the games now? Is it 22?
Well, you'll have to start doing the math. Let Matt, the mathematics major there with you, and Mike Bell, we'll let him do it. I did the pregame show starting in 03.
Okay.
And then jumped to the games in 04. So.
Yeah, 22 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great, man.
So congrats. I've been fooling them for a long time, and they've been
and by the way,
hiding their head in the sand has been a whole deal.
So. No, and we say it to Wes, too, because Wes, we know, is watching, listening, judging somewhere. But honestly, Arch, especially when you watch some of the NFL highlights from around the league and you hear some of the play-by-play teams, I think some of our fans maybe don't realize how good we got it. You guys do a great job.
Well, that's kind of you, Mike. It's been fun to do it. It's been a pleasure and honor to do it. You know, I had a chance to wear the uniform and to be able to talk about it now without anybody coming off the edge and burying me and hitting me in the back. It's been really nice. So.
All right, so let's start with a question we had earlier in the show, and that was, can we, I think we can, but do we need to be a defensive-led team this season that helps us get out of this playoff drought? And the reason why we're asking this is your opinions and takes on what we added. And how much better do you think it helps the defense? How much better can the defense be with what we've added?
No, all of that is valid and good areas to look, Carl. I think that I talk about it all the time on broadcasts and stuff. But, you know, how much can one side of the ball help the other side of the ball? And it ebbs and flows from week to week, right? You get different teams to come in that are outstanding offensively, we're going to need, you know, our offense to stay on the field, you know, to try to minimize the damage, how much they can potentially do to the Falcon defense and vice versa. You know, when you get teams that you can take advantage of a little bit defensively, then that allows you to step on the accelerator a little bit on the offensive end. We know in history, when you go back to the 16 team, and that's a team that everybody will be compared to, you know, is to go to the Super Bowl and obviously win it this time. You look at that team, and I know Mike's referenced this a number of times. I mean, that was a high-scoring team, and so you put a lot of points on the board, and so you put a lot of stress on the other team's offense. They had to perform, which helped your defense. So now your defense can be freewheel it a little bit more, maybe gamble a little bit more, but you were able to get after the passer. Vic Beasley was an outstanding pass rusher that year. We weren't dominant in the pass rush. We had one guy that could get home. This team, I think, has potential to be much better with that. But when you're in a situation where you got to score points, now all of a sudden the defense can see it back a little bit, and they can get after you. They can have different packages and things to get after the passer. I don't think we need to be a defensive-led team, and I know why you guys are thinking that. It's a young football team. You got a young quarterback that's trying to, you know, kind of learn his way in the league. I don't think you can afford to do that. I think you got to come out and you got to play Free will it, let's go, you know, and trust both sides of the ball. And that doesn't mean you don't trust the special teams unit as well. So I think the teams that are dialed in three phase wise for the most part, and you go to Philadelphia, you know, Philly was pretty good on both sides of the ball and they were pretty good on special teams. And subsequently they walked away with the Lombardi Trophy last year.
It is a Dave Archer with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. We were talking about Jalen Walker, and we were just blown away the first time we spoke to him right after the draft, Arch. And nothing against James Pierce. It's just Jalen seems like he's a little bit further down the road. Who, at the end of the day, you think is going to have the higher upside? And what's the rotation going to look like as far as edge rush?
Well, that's the fun part about it, Mike. I asked Raheem yesterday in the press conference, I mean, how much do you allow yourself to kind of get a little bit giddy, a little bit new kid in school, and excited about the new toys and things you get to play with. And I think he's going to have a lot of fun. Now, obviously, you got to stay healthy and all those kind of things. But, man, we can sit here all day long, and I know you guys have been doing it since we got these two young guys that can get after the passer and since we got the two young guys that can go get the football in the draft, the two safeties. You can dream up a lot of different things, right? You know, whether it's Pierce and Walker. And my deal is kind of Floyd coming off the edge and Pierce coming off off the edge. And now you got to find where Jalen Walker and Caden Ellis are, you know, where are those two guys coming from, you know, and then you add Morgan Fox in, I think is going to pay dividends. He's a three technique defensive tackle that I think the way Brick wants to play defensively, Jeff Ulbrich, our defensive coordinator, this is an attack style of defense. So you're not talking about, you know, hit and pick a, you know, try to defend a two gap. These are guys who are going to be knifing through, trying to get through gaps to create indecision in blocking schemes, indecision in paths for running backs, and really indecision for a quarterback. Can I sit in here? Or do I have to get out because they're penetrating, they're getting after me? So you add in all these little pieces, the Walker, Pierce, you know, Floyd, whoever that can rush the passer, Fox. All of a sudden, you know, you really like what it looks like, and you can get, like I said, you can get kind of giddy on the whiteboard, start drawing up these different package groups. You know, we like to talk about NASCAR and all these groups that can get after the passer. It could be a lot of fun, especially if you've got an offense that can go out and put points on the board, like you guys are referencing. Can our offense stress the other team's offense to where they have to step on the accelerator a little bit, and maybe throw the ball a little bit more? Here come these young guys after them.
It's Dave Archer, guys, Falcons analyst here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Season's right around the corner. I know it sounds crazy. About 5 weeks, camp rolls around. I want to ask you about Michael Penix from your quarterback eye and then what you saw last year. I don't want to make him an all-pro yet, but I feel like the sample size showed me that the kid's got it. And I'm curious to know what you have seen, and he's got a long way to go, there's no doubt. But what have you seen, and what gives you confidence that – he is going to have potentially a really good year?
Yeah, and you're right to do that, Carl, in that, you know, let's make sure we're cautious on what you're expecting him to do. I mean, there's going to be some really good stuff, but any young quarterback is going to have moments throughout the season, especially with some of the stuff we have early on in our schedule, that he's going to be playing teams that were in the playoffs last year, teams that are expecting to be back in the playoffs this year. And so he's going to confront some things probably that he hasn't seen, you know, certainly hasn't seen enough. He may have seen it at some point during his college career at Washington, or maybe a little bit in the last 3 weeks of the season, but there's going to be an indoctrination period for him. They're also going to understand that this guy can spin it. He can flat throw the ball down the field. This is a guy that is a dynamic athlete. He's not Michael Vick, but he's a guy that can make people miss. He can get out on the perimeter. He can stretch your defense horizontally now. All of a sudden, the bootleg game is back in the mix. You know, when you hand the ball to Dujon Robinson going out at one side or Tyler Allgeier going out one side, you better be defending the backside. You better not be crashing hard off the backside, because Penix is going to pull it and he's going to come out the other way. And I'm not talking about he's going to come out running the football. He's going to come out buying himself some time to go find London and some of these guys down the field. So now all of a sudden, you're not just stretching people vertically down the field with deep shots like he can do. You're also going to stretch him horizontally across the field because of his ability to get out and displace out of the pocket. So now the launch point for the quarterback changes for some of these teams that want to rush the passer, unlike they had last year where they could just tee off and go get the quarterback. So those kind of things are going to come into play. But there is, you know, obviously optimism – It's cautious optimism because you got to know that he's going to have to learn, he's going to have to grow. But the thing that I love about him, Carl, is he's so even keel all the time. There's not this up and down, ride the roller coaster with whatever's going on in the game. The dude just is really unflappable from what we've been able to see so far. Saw it in college, and I saw it throughout his time waiting for his opportunity. He was very patient. He was a guy that paid attention, was watching what Kirk was doing. He learned a lot of good stuff last year, and then when he got his opportunity, he went out there and did some really good things. He missed some shots. He's the first guy to tell you that, but hey, that's part of the learning process. So all of that adds up to a guy that I think can really flat play the position, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch him grow.
Yeah, Arch, that's the thing. We said, you know, talking, Carl does the national stuff, but we talk to folks around the country. We say, look at the Commanders game. You know, I mean, and by the way, the pick, the way you look, it was just a bad throw or was somebody in the wrong position? Because to me, he battled back, made some amazing throws, did enough to maybe give you enough chance to have a game-winning field goal in that game.
Yeah, the interception he throws, he's trying to get to a receiver that had not played very much and really didn't understand the coverage very well there. He probably misread the coverage some as well. So as a combination, you never like to lay it in the lap of one guy. It's always when you're trying to throw the ball, there's a lot of intricate things going on, layering of the routes. Guys underneath have to be at the proper depth to pull people out of position to get a shot in there for you. So I would probably lay that at the feet of both guys. You know, maybe not the shot to take there, and probably not the guy to throw it to because of the inexperience at the wide receiver position when he was in there. But he missed some shots in that game, Mike. You guys will remember he missed in the first half. He missed Drake London in the back left corner. That could have been a touchdown. Later on, missed Drake on the other side of the field later on in the game. But he had to make some throws. He made some big-time throws, right? He made a big throw to London that got you down inside the red zone. And then, of course, the throw on fourth down to Kyle Pitts. And people thought about, you know, talk about making the throw. I mean, think about the location of the throw. Kyle's trying to bend it in there against a two-deep look, and he's got to beat the underneath defender and bend to the inside, but he's got to keep it underneath the coverage behind because safeties are closing from over the top. So that ball is about knee high where it needed to be so Kyle could go down and secure the catch for the and get us to overtime. So there's a lot of things and little pieces to that throw that were big time that just get you so fired up. My favorite throw was in the next weekend was against Carolina. He makes a throw where we've got Ray McLeod in the slot left. Right. He's got Drake London outside. London runs a curl route at about 12 yards. Well, they're playing a coverage where the corner has got that deep third, and as he backpedals out, he squatted just a second on London. I mean just a second. And with the inside route that was going back to the deep corner in Ray McLeod, that's not a throw you're supposed to make, especially with a deep third corner there. And he saw the corner squat down just a second and let it go. And he put it right on Ray McLeod, and it was a tightly fit-in throw, big-time play, about a 40-yard completion. He said, okay. And when they asked him when he came to the sidelines, you know, what made you make that throw? He said, I saw the corner squat down. I mean, it was a hesitant, guys. I went back and looked at tape, and if he squatted down, I mean, it was a minor hesitation, but he saw it. And those are the kind of things that get you excited about what he can see and what he can process and maybe some of the throws he can make.
Hey, real quick, just as a follow-up, because Carl and I mention this all the time, and we never want to have you in the car listening, watching,
judging,
and call you nitwit. But it just seems like it's tailor-made for play action with Penix because you get such a vibrant run game that just feels like, man, if he can pull that off, and how good is he going to be at that, and will Zach go to it?
Yeah, I think you have to, Mike, and I know what you're saying. And anytime you've got a running game or you've got a dynamic player or players, I think that Tyler Allgeier, the bowling ball of razor blades, presents an issue for defenses as well as far as being able to come up and get a lot of people around the football to get him on the ground. So if you can get that cranked up and that offensive line can come off the ball and get after people physically, now all of a sudden you're having to commit more resources to the line of scrimmage. And so it only makes sense, Mike, that you're going to play action off of that. I think Penix has that ability. Now, how good are you as a play action quarterback? I thought Matt Ryan was one of the best I was around. you go back in the day, Boomer Esiason was an outstanding play-action quarterback. I thought Joe Montana was really good at it. I mean, so you got to work at it. It's not something you just fall off a log and say, oh, I'm a good play-action quarterback. You got to be able to use the footsteps. You got to be able to turn your back, hide the football, but still have an idea and a presence as to what's going on down the field when you spin your head around what's going on coverage-wise, so I can immediately identify and get the ball out, because you can't sit back there with it all along. But there's no question, Mike, that they're going to use play action. They're going to use Bijan. They're going to use Tyler as those decoys that you got to. But you got to be able to run it too. You got to be able to come off. You got to be able to get after people. But it helps the offensive line. There's no question about it. Your O-line, if they know you're going to be able to run it, that lets them come off the ball and shorten people's necks on that side of the football and get after people physically. So when you get in the fourth quarter, they're not really interested in attacking those offensive linemen.
It may be too early, but are you already working on it? Was Divine Diablo? What a great name! Unbelievable!
Oh my God!
It's so much fun.
We gotta find something, don't we?
Yeah.
You know, Grady Jarrett's "You Shall Not Pass" is gone.
Yes.
Very sad to see that. I love that Grady got another opportunity in Chicago. I love that guy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I love being around. He was one of my all-time favorite players. And I wish him nothing but the best,
sure,
unless we face him. But yeah, we've got to come up with some new stuff. Aruka Roro, can we come something with that?
Yeah.
We're barking,
right,
or something. Get the dogs going. We, you know, something going on.
Arch, thanks so much. Looking forward to it. Enjoy some downtime because we're about to get this thing started here in a few weeks, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, fellas. Don't let Mike steal any money from you on the golf course either. All right?
No.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.